There's a theme that goes along with this. Oxygen is not your friend. Everything on your planet tells you it blows shit up. You can't have a fire without it. You can't mess up your world. You can overdo it in such a way that you kill yourself on it. It's the thing that makes everything else dangerous. It makes iron rust. It takes the biggest, strongest building that stands centuries and millennia and brings it to rubble in a matter of 10 years. Little bit of rust, it's gone. Eat right through it. The oxidation. It's what does to the meat sack, too. It messes up your gravity. Then you put on this entire a lot of mass to hold yourself to the ground because you're ethereally not connected. Same thing. It's an oxygen thing. That's what makes you slough off and feed all these terrible things that you have to deal with all day, every day. Anyway, and y'all call that the tears of life. We call that ridiculous. A sin. And you won't require the oxygen anymore. But now, it is a rub. It's a 50-30. Is it going to be there? Is it almost there? It's coming there? It's there. There yet? Nope. Is it coming yet? Does Bob know? Bob don't know. If Bob knew, it'd be terrible because it'd be a very different conversation because we've got to see what we've got to run to. And that's how we come into the place. So that's where you come to. Yes. Yes.
Okay, I missed you. You dropped off for a second. That's hard. Okay.
Ah, that was the best part, too, but I always recorded. Poor Bob. He has to go back. But we couldn't give it all away because he would be cross with us otherwise. So it's all right.